I'm sure almost all of you have used Microsoft Excel at some point during your professional career. It's a computer program that helps you manage large amounts of information. The data is entered into a cell and then organized across a spreadsheet and highlighted according to the user's preference. Sounds kind of boring, right? Well, one Japanese man figured out a way to make Excel really fun. His name is Tatsuo Horiuchi, and at 73 years old, he decided to finally pursue his dream of creating digital art. Horiuchi discovered that by coloring individual cells in a spreadsheet, he was able to create beautiful artwork. His paintings of Kagon Falls and cherry blossoms at Jogo Castle look like a master artist painted them. But when I heard about Horiuchi's paintings and how he was making them, I couldn't help but think about how his focus on each individual cell is similar to how God works in our lives. There are so many different moments in each of our lives where we interact with one another. We may brighten our favorite barista's day with an encouraging word or offer a ray of hope to our neighbor by helping them with their groceries. We don't always see the effects our actions can have on another person. And we're not really meant to. It's not on our shoulders to control the responses of others. Instead, we should see these simple interactions as individual cells in God's majestic painting. Christ is actively working to show signs of His redeeming work here and now in this fallen world. And He does so by enabling us to be channels of His grace in our relationships and working through the Spirit to bring our world into deeper communion with our Heavenly Father. See how Paul puts it in Romans. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. We won't know until the end what effect we've had on other people, but we can trust in our Savior to redeem all things for His glory. Each of our actions, small or large, is like a single cell shining brightly on the grand canvas that God is painting with His transforming love. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.